Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Broke All Hair bringing us back with Whiter Shade of Pale. Welcome back, 2017 until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, 5 international awards that book has won, is The Third Ingredient, the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Ivan Meisner is our guest, the great one, ladies and gentlemen. He's the galactic guru of networking, founder of Business Network International, BNI. Nobody's done more for professional networking than Ivan. He's written all the books on the topic, including The 29% Solution, including Masters of Success, including Room Full of Referrals. You get the picture, networking like a pro. I had hurt myself carrying all the books into the studio. Ivan, thanks again for being here. Ivan told us earlier that in the last segment that whenever he brought a report card home, there was a neatly little printed note from the teacher. Ivan talks too much, and no smiley face was beside the note, right, Ivan?
Never.
Now, I had my audience won't be surprised that I had a similar situation when I was in school, and I don't think that I got talked too much as I got deportment score. Remember deportment? Remember when the report card they had deportment?
Yes.
Did you ever have that on your card? Way back.
No, actually.
That tells you how old I am. Back in those days, they called it deportment. I'll never forget
that. I had that on my card, but they never checked.
I got D's in my deportment category. Yeah. And I think it was because I wasn't so much that I talked too much, although I probably did, but mostly my talking was to argue with the teacher.
Yes.
So you can, and that's the part that I think my audience probably won't be too surprised about. So anyway, the point we're making here, folks, is Ivan was saying what is in the way can become the way. And there's a term for that, Ivan. It's called paradox. There's a word for it, paradox.
Yeah.
Our paradox experts in the Brain Trust have taught us that we're all a Brunswick stew of paradoxes. It's like a pendulum swing. Once you don't get a half a pendulum swing, you got to have both sides, right? And so one half is the side that where you talk too much. The other half is the side that prepared you to become the galactic guru of networking. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think the key is to channel your efforts to focus on the roadblock and make it an overpass. Because sometimes people make that roadblock. Right. Is the end of the line. It's like, well, I can't.
And that's what good teachers and family members do, isn't it? They don't hold you back and slap your hand for doing something one way. They channel it in a way that could benefit you.
Right. And there have been many times throughout my life where, you know, there were things in my way that ended up really becoming my way in one way or another. In 1985, happened in a massive way. I lost a client, a big client, and I could hardly pay the mortgage on my house. And that was a pretty big thing in my way.
That woke you up, didn't it?
And I desperately needed more business, so I started this little small referral group to help my friends get referrals and help me generate referrals, do it in a structured way. And that solution to that problem that was in my way ended up becoming a global enterprise, which we now have, Jim, 8,954 chapters.
Chapters.
In 73 countries around the world.
How many members?
And that was because something was in my way.
How many members?
So I get a daily count, which is one of the things I tell people. If you're an entrepreneur, you got to know your numbers.
Gotta measure.
I get a daily number. As of yesterday morning, we had 240,532.
Wow. Now, tell them how many you had when you started doing my show.
Oh, gosh, I probably
like 700 chapters in three countries or something like that. So, folks, you see the impact
of my – So, it would have been about 14,000 members, roughly.
So, now you see the impact of the Blasingame impact on this. But anyway, so
yep.
Just joking. So, you know, I've been...
It's the blessing game effect. It's the blessing game effect.
That's exactly right. That's what I say all the time. So Ivan, the thing that I like what you just said about the adversity thing, because this is something almost every small business owner can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
I was downsized twice. If I'm honest, I have to say that the second time I was fired from a national job, and the last time was in 89, and that's when I started my business. I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I didn't have a choice, but I didn't want to go get another job. I'd had 23 years of that, and I started my business, and from that grew this.
Yeah.
Totally, just like your situation, 100%.
Right, and I mean, it's exactly it, because, you know, you had this big roadblock, and you wanted, and you dealt with it. What happens many times is people have this big roadblock, and they just say, okay, that's it. I'll just, do something that I don't want to do, but I've got this roadblock, and it's too big.
Well, you know what I think you and I did, though? You know what I think we did more than anything? And I talk about this all the time on the show, Ivan. We believed in ourselves. Folks, yeah. There's nothing more powerful than belief in yourself. What do you think, Ivan? Last thoughts. We'll go to a break.
I think ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice.
Say that again.
Ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. When I started BNI, I had no idea what I was doing. But I was on fire. It worked out pretty well.
That's wonderful. Ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. Folks, that's going to be on the test when we come back, so be sure to write that down. Tintil, right back with Ivan Meisner. BNI.com is the website. IvanMeisner.com, too, right? So check that out. Good friend. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.